Imagine waking up tomorrow with the profound realization that everything in your life, your relationships, finances, health, and happiness, is entirely within your control through the power of your thoughts. This revolutionary premise forms the foundation of the Law of Attraction, a work that has transformed millions of lives worldwide. The concept is both profound and surprisingly logical. Your thoughts create your reality, and by understanding this universal law, you can deliberately create the life you desire. At its core, the Law of Attraction states, "That which is like unto itself is drawn." Like a cosmic radio signal, your thoughts emit vibrations that attract matching experiences into your life. When you focus on abundance, you attract abundance. When you dwell on scarcity, you attract more scarcity. This explains why similar experiences tend to cluster. When you're having a good day, positive experiences often snowball, finding a parking spot easily, receiving unexpected good news, and encountering particularly friendly people, all because your positive vibration is attracting more positive experiences. Your built-in guidance mechanism, emotions, serves as a real-time indicator of vibrational alignment. When your thoughts align with your inner being, your higher self, you experience positive emotions like joy and enthusiasm. When misaligned, negative emotions like frustration or worry signal you're focusing on unwanted aspects. Instead of monitoring every thought, simply pay attention to how you feel. Good feelings indicate you're attracting what you want. Bad feelings signal the opposite. When considering a new project, excitement suggests alignment with your desires, while anxiety points to a focus on potential problems. This emotional guidance system allows you to redirect your thoughts before unwanted manifestations occur. The science of deliberate creation builds on this principle. That which I give thought to and believe, or expect, is. Creation involves launching the thought, desire, and expecting it, allowing. By deliberately focusing on what you want while maintaining positive anticipation, you become a conscious creator rather than creating by default. To harness these principles deliberately, practice the Creative Workshop, a daily 15-20-minute exercise where you focus clearly on what you want while generating confirming emotion. Unlike meditation, which quiets the mind, this practice actively engages your imagination to create a detailed vision of your desired life. Begin when you're already in a good mood, perhaps after listening to uplifting music or taking a morning walk. During your workshop, envision yourself as a complete package of your own creation, energetic, flowing effortlessly through life, attracting harmonious relationships and opportunities. See yourself making empowered choices based on desire rather than limitation. Visualize specific scenarios, walking confidently into important meetings, enjoying abundant resources, maintaining vibrant health, and surrounding yourself with growth-oriented individuals. Engage all senses. Feel the texture of your desired experiences. Hear the sounds of success, and immerse yourself in the emotions of living your ideal reality. Imagine checking your bank account and seeing abundant funds, the joy of helping others from a place of overflow, or the satisfaction of achieving perfect work-life balance. Every subject has two aspects: what you want and the absence of what you want, abundance, poverty, health, illness, happiness, sadness. Most people habitually tell it like it is, rather than stating what they desire, which perpetuates unwanted circumstances. The pivoting process offers a solution. Recognize that every subject has two aspects, then deliberately speak about the desired aspect. When you catch yourself making a statement contrary to what you want, stop and ask, "What is it that I do want?" Then deliberately make your statement of desire. Transform, "I hate this ugly old car," to, "I want a pretty, new, reliable car." Though many would argue that rewording sentences won't change reality, they're wrong. When you consistently focus on what you want, your feelings shift, indicating a vibrational change. When your vibration shifts, your point of attraction shifts, and your manifestations must follow. This practice works because you cannot focus on what you want and don't want simultaneously. When you ask, "What do I want?" after recognizing what you don't want, the answer summons from within, creating an immediate vibrational shift. Creating a book of positive aspects is a deliberate practice of focusing on the good in any situation. This concept emerged when dealing with a hotel that repeatedly mishandled bookings. Instead of changing hotels, the solution was documenting everything positive about it: the stunning architecture, beautiful gardens, immaculate cleanliness, convenient location, friendly staff, comfortable beds, and quality coffee. As focus shifted from negative to positive, the booking issues resolved themselves. This practice can transform all areas of life. When facing unwanted situations, explaining, justifying, or complaining keeps you locked in a negative attraction pattern. Every complaint shared strengthens this negative pattern. You cannot focus on both negative and positive aspects simultaneously. Your mind cannot hold both vibrations at once. Begin each day by acknowledging positive aspects to establish a vibrational set point that influences your entire day. Morning is your most receptive state after sleep's beneficial detachment from unwanted thoughts. Start with simple appreciations: your comfortable bed, fresh air, anticipation of coffee, or quiet moments before the day begins. Your physical well-being radiates into every aspect of life, yet remains the easiest subject over which you maintain absolute control. The body responds to thoughts with remarkable speed, faster than any other system. Whether health challenges emerge suddenly through accidents or develop gradually through disease, all physical conditions originate from specific thought patterns and beliefs. The human body comprises trillions of intelligent cells working in harmony. Negative thought patterns interfere with this sophisticated natural balancing process, particularly after receiving a medical diagnosis that draws excessive attention to the illness. Since all disease fundamentally stems from vibrational discord, recovery necessitates redirecting thoughts toward positive outcomes. In relationships, the fundamental error is caring more about others' opinions than our own feelings. The art of allowing means accepting yourself and others as they are, even when they don't accept you. To find the perfect mate, you must first be the perfect mate by consistently emitting a vibrational signal matching your desire. Every contrasting experience causes expansion, but focusing on the contrast rather than the expansion keeps you opposed to your growth. Life's challenges launch vibrational rockets of desire that form our vortex of creation, where our broader self becomes the expanded version of what we've asked for. Inside the vortex, life is sublime. Your point of attraction draws only what you want, and everyone you meet perfectly matches your highest interests. You'll feel vital, clear-minded, and sure. You'll find the best in others regardless of their self-perception, and appreciation will ripple through your body as thrilling sensations. Make "nothing is more important than feeling good" your guiding principle. Choose naturally pleasant focal points where you hold no resistance. Appreciating a pet, enjoying nature, or savoring a favorite meal can move you into the vortex, allowing you to merge with your expanded self and discover how the law of attraction can transform your life.